This podcast is brought to you by Pastime Agency, where innovation meets efficiency. At Pastime Agency, we empower businesses to unlock their full potential through intelligent automation, turning complex workflows into seamless AI-driven success stories. To start building your success story together, reach out via email to contact@pastime.agency.
Before we dive into the podcast, please note that the analysis presented is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The data and recommendations provided are based on market analysis, but should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Past performance does not guarantee future results. The numerical data provided represents analytical estimates and may not reflect actual real-time market conditions. Investing in financial markets carries significant risks, including potential loss of principal investment, market volatility and pricing fluctuations, economic, political, and currency risks, liquidity risks, tracking error risks for index funds. Always conduct your own research and consult with qualified financial advisors before making investment decisions.
Welcome to the Forex section of the Money Mosaic. I'm Deborah, your technical analysis expert, and I'm here with Kieran, our fundamental analysis specialist. Today, we're diving into the latest market movements and what they mean for your trading strategies.
That's right, Deborah. Let's start with a quick market overview. Over the past 24 hours, we've seen some significant developments. The ECB's recent comments have influenced the EURUSD, while geopolitical tensions continue to impact risk appetite. We also had some key economic indicators released, including GDP and employment data, which have been mixed.
Absolutely. On the technical side, we've seen some interesting price action. The EURUSD has formed a consolidation range around 1.0497 and recently broke upwards to 1.0635. However, technical indicators suggest a potential correction back to 1.497 before continuing its trend towards 1.0418.
That's a great point, Deborah. Fundamentally, the ECB's stance on inflation and interest rates is crucial here. Their comments have been dovish, which could support the euro in the short term. However, we need to keep an eye on the broader economic indicators, like GDP growth and inflation rates, which could influence long-term trends.
The EURUSD is currently at 1.635, having broken out of its consolidation range. However, technical indicators suggest a correction back to 1.0497 before continuing its trend towards 1.0418. This correction could be a buying opportunity for those looking to ride the trend.
Fundamentally, the ECB's dovish stance supports the euro, but we need to watch inflation and GDP growth. The correlation with European equities is also important, as stronger equities could support the euro.
GBP/USD has executed a growth wave to 1.2716 and is consolidating. A breakout above this range could trigger further growth towards 1.2872. After reaching this level, a correction to 1.2555 is expected.
The UK's economic data, particularly inflation and employment figures, will be crucial. If these numbers are strong, it could support further sterling gains.
USD/JPY has completed a decline to 148.10 and is now consolidating around 149.85. Technical indicators suggest further growth towards 151.60.
The Bank of Japan's stance on monetary policy will be key here. If they maintain their dovish stance, it could weaken the yen further.
While not as volatile as other pairs, USCHF often mirrors EURUSD movements. If the euro strengthens, we might see a decline in USCHF.
Swiss economic data, particularly GDP and inflation, will influence this pair. Stronger Swiss data could support the franc.
AUD/USD is consolidating around 0.6210. If the price breaks downward, a decline towards 0.62100 is possible. A breakout upward could lead to a correction towards 63.00.
The Australian economy's performance, especially in terms of employment and inflation, will drive this pair. A strong jobs report could support the Aussie.
USD CAD has reached 1.4540 and is forming a consolidation range below it. A correction to 1.4333 is expected before another growth wave towards 1.475.
Oil prices will be crucial here, as they often influence the Canadian dollar. If oil prices rise, it could weaken the US CAD.
NZD/USD often follows AUD/USD trends. If the Aussie weakens, we might see a similar decline in the Kiwi.
New Zealand's economic indicators, such as GDP and inflation, will be important. stronger data could support the Kiwi.
Our recommendation for EUSD is to buy on a correction to 1.497 with a stop loss at 1.84 and a take profit at 1.0635. Confidence level, medium. Risk-reward ratio, 1.2.
Fundamentally, if the ECB maintains its dovish stance, this trade could work well. However, watch for any hawkish surprises.
For GBP/USD, we recommend buying above 1.276 with a stop loss at 1.2555 and a take profit at 1.2872. Confidence level high. Risk-reward ratio 1.3.
Strong UK economic data could support this trade. Keep an eye on inflation and employment figures.
For USD/JPY, buy above 149.85 with a stop loss at 48.10 and a take profit at 151. Confidence level high. Risk-reward ratio 1.2.
The BOJ's policy stance will be crucial. If they remain dovish, this trade could work well.
For USHF, consider selling if RRU strengthens with a stop loss at 0.9 and a take profit at 0.92. Confidence level low. Risk-reward ratio 1.1.
Watch Swiss economic data for any surprises that could impact this trade.
For AUD/USD, consider selling if it breaks below 0.6210 with a stop loss at 0.630 and a take profit at 0.610. Confidence level medium. Risk-reward ratio 1.2.
Australian economic indicators will drive this trade. A weak jobs report could support selling.
For US CAD, buy above 1.4540 with a stop loss at 1.4333 and a take profit at 1.4715. Confidence level, medium. Risk reward ratio, 1.
Oil prices will be key. If they rise, this trade might not work out.
For NZD/USD, consider selling if it breaks below 0.590 with a stop loss at 0.621 and a take profit at 0.580. Confidence level, low. Risk-reward ratio, 1.1.
New Zealand's economic data will influence this trade. Stronger data could invalidate selling.
Thanks for tuning in to the Forex section of the Money Mosaic. Remember, risk management is key in these volatile markets. Stay tuned tomorrow for more analysis and a portfolio update.
Absolutely. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us for the latest insights. Until next time, stay informed and trade wisely.